The wonderful ABBA and Voulez-Vous. And as I mentioned a little bit later, we're going to be joined by two very, very special people, and they work within our amazing NHS. And they're going to come and talk to us a little bit about a project that is happening. So today I am joined by the amazing, if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Oh, thank you very much, Wesley. Well, my name is Claire, and I'm joined by my colleague Sabrina, and we work at the All Wales Therapeutics and Toxicology Centre, which is part of the NHS in Wales.
Well, I just want to say a massive, massive thank you for coming to speak to me today, because we're going to be speaking on a very, very important subject today. So the subject or the topic we're going to be talking about, we're going to be discussing PAPIG. So if you could tell us a little bit about that, and what is it in aid of, or what is it that you guys do within that?
Okay, well, before we get on to PAPIG, I suppose just a bit about what the All Wales Therapeutics and Toxicology Centre is first. So it's AWTTC for short. And we're an organisation that aims to make sure that the people of Wales can access the medicines that they need and also get then the best outcomes from those medicines. So we work with a lot of different people to help achieve this, which includes our NHS Wales colleagues, the pharmaceutical industry, Welsh Government and other UK-wide organisations. But some of the most important people we work with are patients, their families and their carers, and also the public in Wales. And what we need to do is to get their views about our work and about, you know, their experiences of accessing and taking medicines within Wales. And so PAPIG is our patient and public interest group, and that's where we ask people to come along and have their say.
Okay, amazing. And so what is it that PAPIG want to achieve?
So I think we're patients and patient interest groups are a hugely important stakeholder. So, you know, our aim is to improve the outcomes that we get from medicines, but we really, really rely on patients' input into that. So we need to know what really matters to patients and what issues are hard for them and what do they want us to achieve, because they're a really important stakeholder. So actually knowing what's a priority to them about their medicines is super important. So some of the things that they do is they'll give us their input in our guidelines when we're putting together. One of the areas I work in is rare diseases. And so actually what was really important to us was when we were putting together a patient group for those rare diseases to actually know what really mattered. And some of those things don't come out of a clinical trial. Some of the things that really mattered were people having hope, people having dignity, being able to return to work, being able to commit to society. And those are the things that actually came out from those patient interest groups. So their views are hugely important in everything we do. So actually having their input and every guideline that we write to improve medicines in Wales, everything we do gets run through the PAPIG group. And we also have lay members on all of our committees. So they're a hugely important part of our work.
Okay, amazing. So, well, you guys are going to stick around for a little bit longer with us. You're going to tell us a little bit more and also how our listeners can get involved with that. So would you stick around, and we're going to find it a little bit more after the Black Eyed Peas and I Got a Feeling. The Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling. And we are still joined by the amazing, the wonderful Claire and Sabrina, who are working within our fantastic NHS. And we've got lots more questions to ask them. So, Claire, what is the topic of the next meeting?
Oh, well, thank you, Wesley. Yes, we have regular meetings for our PAPIG group, one every quarter. We've got a meeting coming up this month, and the topic for this meeting is medicines adherence, which basically means the extent to which we take our medicines correctly, following, you know, the advice that is given when they're prescribed. So, and it's very important to take medicines in the way that you are told to take them.
So is it true that a third and a half of medications are taken incorrectly?
If I can come in, Wesley, I'm Sabrina, a pharmacist, and I'd say that the actual extent of how many people take the medicines incorrectly is probably unknown. We definitely know that there's a huge number of medicines that are taken incorrectly. There's several ways that we know this. We find that you know, people bring us back absolutely loads of medicines that they haven't been taking. So in terms of waste, that's an issue. But there's many, many reasons people may take them incorrectly, and it's quite individual. But it's interesting, at our PAPIC meeting, we have actual health psychologists and who do numerous studies to try and actually establish what are the main reasons. And there can be so many different reasons, personal to each patient. But a considerable impact is the side effects of medicines. And so that's the thing, to really encourage patients to always discuss those with your health professional, because lots of times there can be an alternative. You can reduce doses, you can use other things, but that's certainly a reason people don't take them. And also it's communicating clearly. People don't always have the right information. So some of the things that can help is having the directions written down. Also, you know, it can be very confusing when people are on several different medicines. Actually, it's really hard to take medicines exactly as they're directed, and, you know, we take that into account. So it's really trying for us to do as much to support patients that they can get the best outcomes, because taking them correctly will have the best benefit for the patient. And obviously, if there are reasons they can't take them, we want to support the patient in finding other options that are better, rather than not taking anything at all.
Amazing. So because of taking medications incorrectly, what would you say are the long-term effects for the NHS and also initially the patients?
Yeah, so really there's lots of issues, particularly, and something recently interesting is when we had a sort of new wonder drug, is that patients stopped taking some of the other drugs thinking this drug would be great. But actually, a lot of the medicines rely on each other to work. So if some people sort of pick and choose and think, well, I'll take the most important one. But actually, that's an important thing, that actually patients need to take all of the medicines that are prescribed. And quite often they all work in different ways and they all help each other to work. So I think on the patient themselves, that you won't get as good a control of your condition by not taking them as directed. Also, potentially, say with antibiotics, if you stop taking them early, that can lead to increased problems with resistance and also of the potentially the infection coming back. So really, there's lots of impact on whatever you're taking the medicine for. You're not going to get as good a control if you don't take them correctly, or if you don't take them in the right way, or if you don't take them all the time. You sort of take them sometimes and not others. And for the NHS, then the first issue is really waste, is that when people keep getting a prescription but don't take it, there's a number of impacts financially in that medicine is being paid for and there's no outcome at all. That's the least effective medicine where it's not used. And then also for the environment, obviously that's gone into production and not been used. So that's the other thing I would really encourage patients, if they don't take the medication, to have that conversation. Don't keep picking it up, because with some medicines you can see from some results that they're not using, but others we can't. So we're assuming that you're taking it. So that's always really your decision to take a medicine is the patient's decision. And so it's to have that conversation with your GP or with your prescriber to say if it isn't working for you, if you don't want to take it, and to then explore other options, but not to keep collecting a medicine that you're not taking. Really, we want to work with you. It's a joint decision making in medicine. So if you don't want to take them, that's something to have that conversation, discuss the reasons why. And it may be some, you know, we really do understand that some, especially if you have several different conditions, it can be so complicated. So there may be ways that we can simplify that. So really, it's the main thing is to come and discuss whatever your reason is. We don't know the reason why each patient makes that decision. It really is very individual, but we definitely want to work with patients to try and help find a solution, because we want to control whatever that is, whatever the reason it was prescribed for, is to work with you to find a better option.
Yes, and I just also want to say to what Sabrina has said as well, that there's also a campaign called Your Medicines, Your Health, which we are kind of running. It's been going for a few years now, but we're kind of giving it some new impetus, and that is to help people. So it's a public campaign to help people in Wales to get the best out of their medicine. So there will be information about, you know, all these kind of points that Sabrina has made and where you can go to get advice, you know, if you have any issues at all with taking your medicines or questions you might have. So do look out for that as well. And we will be talking about that at our meeting too.
So some really important and valuable information there, and hopefully you'll stick around with us and you'll be able to let our patients know how they can get involved with this. And we're going to play another song now, but some really, really important information there. And stick around, because you'll be able to find out how you can get involved and you can make a change, and also provide the feedback that our wonderful team here can then take forward. Westlife featuring Mariah Carey with Against All Odds. And we're still joined by the fantastic Claire and Sabrina from our fabulous NHS team. And for those of you that were listening a little bit earlier, I would like to ask, why would someone want to get involved with this group?
I can tell you what the people who've come along have kind of told us. So it's really, we have lots of different speakers come along that are interesting. So we've got a health psychologist, some people from Your Medicines, Your Health at our next meeting. We've lots of different speakers. So people tend to find it quite interesting. And there's no obligation, really. You can come along whenever you like. You can have a look at the topics if they interest you. Come along. It's quarterly. It's free to attend. It's online. And we tend to have really interesting discussions. It's an opportunity to know what goes on with medicines nationally, and also to input to the guidelines, to give your opinion. So people quite like being involved and having that opportunity to really make a difference and to make sure that their views are heard. That's what people have told us. So we really encourage, you don't have to be a patient, a carer, anybody at all can come along. It's basically just making sure that we have the input from public stakeholders, patients, carers, patient information, or patient organisations. So we'd really welcome people to come along if they've any sort of interest in medicines, in how we deliver medicine strategy in Wales.
Amazing. And Claire, if people would love to get involved, how is the best way of getting involved with the group?
Well, we've got a meeting coming up very soon on November the 29th. As Sabrina says, all our meetings are online. They're free. All you have to do, just so we have an idea of numbers and we could send you the link, is to register your interest on our website, which is awttc.nhs.wales. Or you can email us at awttc@wales.nhs.uk, or give us a ring on 02921 826 900, and just come and join us. Meetings are very informal, they're very friendly, they don't last that long, so, and you know, if you have to pop off before the end, that's absolutely fine as well. So it will start at 10 a.m. and usually they finish by about 11:30, so just do come along and see what we're about.
Well, I want to say a massive, massive thank you to Claire and Sabrina, who have came and joined us today here on Rookwood Sound and given out some amazing and very informative information. And don't forget, if you would love to get in contact and join the group of PAPEG, of course, you have been given the information, and I'm sure you'll be able to find that on our NHS website. So do check that out. It is very important. And of course, that information can be taken on, and hopefully we'll be able to learn from that information and implement it. So I want to say again, a massive thank you to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We've really enjoyed coming along.
And thank you for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule. And of course, I want to say a massive thank you to yourselves, of course, from us here at Rookwood Sound, because of course, without yourselves, we technically wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be on air. So keep up the great work, and hopefully come back in and join us again and let us know how the group's going. And again, thank you so much.